Tina Williams, Tina, T-I-N-A, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Date of birth is 3/21/1966. This is for date of service 1/10/2022. Mrs. Williams is a 55-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her hypercalcemia. She also has a history of type 2 diabetes diagnosed about 20 years ago. She also has hypothyroidism. In addition to this, she has a history of a heart attack, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, kidney stones, and a history of a multinodular goiter. And a history of an elevated white blood cell count. For her diabetes, she is on metformin 1,000 milligrams twice a day and Farxiga 10 milligrams once daily. However, she has not been taking the Farxiga lately. For breakfast, she usually eats wheat toast. Lunch is usually beef quesadillas. Dinner is usually chicken and vegetables. She doesn't really snack. She works full-time, and her last eye exam was in November of 2020. Plan number one, for her type 2 diabetes, her latest hemoglobin A1C was 6.1%. At this point, I'm going to adjust her diabetic medication and put her on combination therapy with Zigduo XR 5/1000 milligrams twice a day. This will offer cardio and renal protection. Next number, for her hypercalcemia, her labs appear to be consistent with primary hyperparathyroidism. The labs that I reviewed show a serum calcium level, which is 10.4 milligrams per deciliter in the setting of a PTH of 23, an ionized calcium level of 5.7, and a vitamin D level of 24. We will get confirmatory testing to assess the diagnosis of primary hyperparathyroidism. Next number, I have also ordered a bone density scan in order to check her bone health. Next number, for her vitamin D deficiency, she is currently on vitamin D replacement. Next number, for her multinodular goiter, the patient had a thyroid ultrasound in October of 2021, indicating a dominant nodule on the left measuring 1.2 centimeters. She will be due for a follow-up thyroid ultrasound in October of 2022. Next number, for her hypothyroidism, continue levothyroxine 175 micrograms daily and recheck a thyroid function panel prior to her return. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.